Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Worries about China's faltering economic growth continue to fuel falling stock and oil prices around the world. U.S. stock markets plunged at the open with the Dow off nearly 5% in the first few minutes of trading. In later trading, key U.S. indexes saw more moderate losses of around 3%. In Asia, Shanghai's stock index plunged more than 8%. Japan's main market lost more than 4%, and Hong Kong was down more than 5%. Key European indexes were off 4% or more. Prices for many commodities also declined, with the price of crude oil off by more than 4% to hit the lowest price in more than 6 years. China's growing economy has been a major market for commodities. A series of economic shocks, including a falling stock market and a surprise devaluation of the currency, have made investors question the health and growth of the world's second largest economy. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Monday publicly demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations, as ongoing high-level inter-Korean talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert war in the peninsula. We need a clear apology and measures to prevent a recurrence of these provocations and tense situation. Otherwise, this government will take the appropriate steps and continue its loudspeaker broadcast, said President Park at a meeting of her top aides. The emergency talks taking place at the Panmunjom Truce Village on the inter-Korean border began Saturday, shortly after Pyongyang issued deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border audio broadcasts into the north or face military attacks. The negotiations have now continued for 3 days without any sign of progress. This is VOA News.